Next up on Express Yourself, I am joined by Janetta Howell, here to speak with us about the Diva Cabaret coming up at the Thunder River Theater. How are you today, Janetta?
I'm good. I'm very excited. Also fervently trying to memorize the entire show.
Yeah, so what is a cabaret for people who are unfamiliar?
That's a good question. So what's fun about cabaret is Nina Gabanelli and Thunder River have put together a series that is very specific, and people are starting to really enjoy what this intimate look into either what the person has to say or their journey, but it's done through song and kind of patter or monologue in between. So it's very personal. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of what cabaret is all about. So mine specifically is called Home. And I worked really hard on how to create a story, to tell my story, and what that means for me, especially coming from this small town. You know, I'm from Glenwood Springs. So being able to come home and finding that reference. And, you know, I have about 17 songs within the show. So let's just say I got to make sure all my ducks are in a row.
Are these all songs that you've written?
No.
Okay.
These are songs that have taken me on a journey from where I started on the stage at 8 years old and taken me in all kinds of venues, which you'll find out in the show, that just one song started me here, but boy, has it taken me to this place and to this place and to this place. So I created a show that Nina has helped just sort of sew together, and accompanied by David Dyer, who I've worked with these guys for a long time. They're part of my journey. Mm-hmm. So when I was out in the world becoming a professional actress, I actually got to come home and perform up in Aspen at the Crystal Palace. So they've been part of that journey. It's kind of cool. Anyway.
Are David and Nina a part of the performance, or is it you solo on stage?
Okay. David is with me. David is going to be sitting at the piano, And he's going to be accompanying. And I also have a dear friend that I've been working with who is a professional guitarist. His name is Pat Winger, and he'll be accompanying on a few of the songs. So Nina will be in the audience. I will be on stage solo, but at least having, you know, some support on either side.
How long has it been since you settled back into Glenwood Springs?
Well, I was gone for 10 years, so I graduated high school here, and off in the world, that's kind of what the show will take place, kind of my journey of starting here, going off, and then coming back. And I've been here, 13 years now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's been fun to come home and finding avenues to perform, you know, do what I do. But then I can raise my family here. That's been really special.
Is this something you've had the opportunity to do before, since you came back, to really reflect on your growth as an actress and a performer and what it means to be at home?
Yeah. You know, I did one. And David Dyer, he played, and we were in Glenwood, and we did the Cardiff Schoolhouse. It's a real schoolhouse that people used to attend, and I did a show very, very different, because that was probably 7 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, and this is a very different journey, because a lot has happened within that time, and a lot of growth that has happened. So I did do a cabaret show before. I think this one now is really dressed in tails. You know, it's taken a nice journey. What do you call it when you kind of grow up a little bit? But I think within that time a lot has happened. So this one is really tailored, I would say.
And what do you hope the audience takes away from it?
That's a great question, because Nina asks that very same thing. And I had a hard time figuring that out. What this show is all about is my mentors and my teachers. And I've had quite a few that have helped me on my journey to become an actress and tour. And so they're going to walk away with knowing how important those mentors can be and my journey, but also the versatility. So, you know, I had a teacher that I trained with classically, classic singer, but she also had spiritual songs. I went to New York and I trained with an opera trained teacher, but then I went to LA and I did musical theater and learned how to do this big belty voice. So my versatility of the things that I can do is what people are going to see. And that's what's really fun, because I worked at the Glenwood Vaudeville Review for years, and, you know, I tap danced and told jokes. But what's going to be intimate about this show is this is the first debut of me playing guitar. Wow. You know, I've worked on that a long, long time, and me accompanying myself at the piano. So these are going to be some highlights that people have never seen before. I'm excited.
So is there speaking or acting between the music? You sort of announcing how things are weaved together?
Yeah. I'm looking at it as a fabric. Mm-hmm. And my husband just asked me that last night. He goes, so is there going to be like monologues? I guess I just figured that everybody knew what a cabaret show was going to be like. And really, it isn't what you think. So I'm pulling back the veil. There is going to be songs and storytelling and weaving in between. So you're going to get a nice fabric of this journey. But what's interesting about it, and I told Nina this, you know, sometimes in musical theater, and the reason people start singing in, you know, in a show is because there isn't words left to say. Mm-hmm. And so these songs, I don't need to explain them very often, because the song is the explanation or the feeling. Mm-hmm. And that's what cabaret is.
Any tap dancing?
Dang it. I knew you were going to ask me that. I did think about it. I told Nina, I said, ooh, I'm going to put a tap dance in. And then I thought, you know, I'm not. I did that in my first show. It was fine. But I talk about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I talk about that really personal moment where I never thought I could tap by myself. I was really great in a group or a crowd. But I later learned I earned a living doing that.
Wow.
So maybe it'll be in the next show.
Yeah. I imagine that's a little harder, because it kind of breaks with a lot of the other elements of the show. It's a lot of high energy.
Yeah, and really slow. Yeah, exactly. Like, there's going to be such great versatility. You know, people are going to see, you know, this great uplift song, but then a really kind of heart-wrenching song. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, stop everybody. I got to put my tap shoes on now.
Right.
I just didn't know how to incorporate that. But yeah.
So is it both tragic and have comedy? Is it primarily serious or a mixture?
I think I weaved a good mixture. Within the first 10 minutes of the show, I've given you tasters of what the show's all about. And so, you know, there's some nice upbeat numbers. I mean, like I said, I've got the greatest pianist in the valley and almost in the world sitting on my right. I've got one of the greatest guitarists on my left. And it's bridging those kind of elements where you're going to see the Janetta that people have come to expect at the show. Right? There's razzle-dazzle, there's a lot of comedy and fun, but then they're going to see a few things that they didn't expect, which I hope will spark some interest and get people in the seats.
Excellent. Well, the show is on October 21st at 7:30 at the Thunder River Theater, and there is
tickets available online, so they can go to thunderrivertheater.com. Let's see, general admission is $25, and if you want to sit up close, because that's the part that I have to remember, everyone's going to be really close. There's specialty tables, cocktail tables with champagne, so they can get tickets for that as well.
Wonderful. And is that the 21st? Is that a Friday?
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday.
I know. It's okay. Coming up. Raleigh, it's That's next right. week. That's... It's Monday. I'm counting the days down. I'm excited because I've got some technical rehearsals and some dress rehearsals. So hopefully all the crying that happens, and I say that because when you work with somebody like Nina, you know, they draw that it's real. Mm-hmm. So my job is to make it a real moment to moment, and connect with the audience. You know, this is the challenge. Mm-hmm. I will just put some, you know, cathartic information out there for people to see.
Well, what an excellent opportunity for people to understand you better as a person, and also the way that you relate to being at home and having mm-hmm. journeyed, and yeah. also for any people who like musical theater.
Yeah. There's a little bit of Bonnie Raitt, so we've got some Janis Joplin. I told you, it's a nice mixture. But I will reveal that the title Home is more about, I have always felt home on this stage. So I feel like I get to go home a little bit and perform. So that's just a taster of what they're going to get.
Thank you so much, Janetta, for speaking with Katie and Kay. Anything else you'd like to add?
I would say there's going to be a few more performances around the Valley. So cool. As we get this off the ground, this is the debut. And I've worked really hard, and I want people to come and enjoy themselves. This really is, I had audience in mind. You
Great.
Know, they will enjoy themselves.
Good to hear there will be other opportunities around the Valley, that it's yeah. not only one night.
I know. This is the debut, though. People got to come out. So I'm excited about that.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Break a leg.